National Archives podcast series, an introduction to the second tranche of colonial administration records, presented by Dr. Edward Hampshire.
Today, we are releasing the second group of what have been called the migrated archives. These are archives, records of colonial administration taken from the colonies themselves just before independence. The second group of records have been released, and they cover the following colonies. We have Basutoland, which is now modern Lesotho, Cameroon, Ceylon, which is now Sri Lanka, Cyprus, Fiji, Gambia, Gold Coast, and the Gilbert and Ellis Islands, which are now Kiribati and Tuvalu. These records as a whole come to around about 1,700 files. The records that are being released are a mixed group, largely alphabetical, between the letters C and G. I will run through each group in turn and set out the main areas of interest. The first colony's records are being released at Basutoland. This is the second tranche of two. This now means there's a total of around about 700 Basutoland files here. There are records of colonial administration relating to a constitutional development, to security matters, to legal matters. But probably the area of most interest are the group of files, probably about a metre in length, relating to what are called the medicine murders in the 1950s and the British colonial government's responses to them. Quite interesting material, and it complements and certainly adds to our knowledge of these sorts of issues of what was then called witch medicine and the colonial authorities' reaction to it. We have 100 files coming in from Cameroon. A very small tranche of files, and I suppose the most interesting aspect of this relates to the unusual constitutional arrangements with Cameroon, the plebiscites and so on that occurred there. We then have 300 files from Ceylon, which is now modern Sri Lanka. This is going to be the first of possibly a number of tranches coming through for Ceylon. These records only go up to 1937. They're not described by subject, they're described chronologically and are essentially dispatches. So they're a work in progress, I suppose. Some of the files are relatively routine and are duplicated by material we've got. Some of them are of a bit more interest, but I think it's probably best to wait until, particularly those who are interested in the period just before independence, for later tranches with this Ceylon material. With Cyprus, we have around about 400-500 files coming through. This is the second tranche of what will probably be a number of tranches for Cyprus. Again, the standard run of constitutional development records, defence, other routine matters. But there are a group of records that are of particular interest, particularly those who are interested in the events of the mid-late 1950s and the end of British colonial rule and the terrorist campaigns undertaken there by Greek Cypriot nationalists. There are some files relating to Archbishop Makarios, who was the leader of the Greek Cypriots. There's a tranche of records relating to the setting up of the sovereign base areas, the areas that are still under today, under British control. There are a number of records relating to detention camps. These include allegations against about the ill treatment of prisoners and detainees, policy records relating to the detention camps and how they operated. Then following on from this, there are a couple more interesting groups. There are files relating to allegations of ill treatment by the security forces across Cyprus. There are three general files from 56 to 57 relating to complaints, allegations and so on. These are complaints about the behaviour of the security forces, theft after the investigation or inspection of premises, and violence against Greek Cypriots. The most interesting tranche are probably 23 case files. They're about 20 centimetres thick in total, so not a large group, a number of thin files, of the Special Investigations Group that looked into these allegations in the period 1958 to the end of 59. And they give the range of responses and the reasons why these allegations were made. And you have a range of different reasons and causes, and also an indication, particularly from the perspective of the British authorities, that many of these might be exaggerated by the nationalists. But there are two very interesting files that possibly give the other side of this as well. There's a file relating to the inquest into the deaths of two Greek Cypriots shot by security forces in Famagusta, and that includes a coroner's report, and one of those shot was a blind man. There's another file relating to allegations against security forces following disturbances, riots, and security security forces' responses to an attack on two wives of British Army soldiers, one of whom was killed. So that's a response to a terrorist attack and then the complaints that come from that. Aside from that, with Cyprus, there's the range of administrative records that one would expect on religious affairs, on constitutional development, so on and so forth. The next group of records come from Fiji, and this is a very, very small selection, only 20-odd files. Again, constitutional development and other routine matters building up to independence. There's about 90 files for the Gambia in West Africa. Again, a similar sets of material and types of material there that might complement the existing collections that we have here. There's a large group of records coming from the Gold Coast, over 250. That is now modern Ghana. And again, they deal with the range of matters that the colonial administration on the ground had dealt with. But also some very interesting personality reports and files on Kwame Nkrumah, who became the first prime minister and then president of independent Ghana. And the last selection are the very small islands of the Gilbert and Ellis Islands, modern Kiribati and Tuvalu, a total of 1920 files, almost all relating largely to Tuvalu. So they were probably migrated out of Tuvalu on independence, I think, in 1978, 1979. And again, running the gamut of the standard issues, constitutional development, preparations towards independence, and the limited security defence issues that would have been discussed.
This podcast was recorded on the 25th of July 2012 at the National Archives, Kew.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives. All rights reserved.